Fourth of July music? My first complaint of the morning is we don't have Fourth of July music. Where's the Fourth of July music?
Which one would you like, sir?
Come on, Uncle Sam.
Well, Roberta's not here, so we can ignore Born in the USA.
In honor of the Google, what do they call it? The Google thing?
Google thing.
Yeah, the Google thing. Very cool. They've taken the Google and they've written in the letters in the G-O-O-G-L-E, this
it's
land.
It's really pretty.
This land was made for you and me.
Where did this come from? I don't know. I haven't seen this.
Just go to Google.com.
Just go to Google.
Right.
And the L is a guitar, and it's all red, white. It's very cool. It's very neat. I'd love to have this job where you just think up how we're going to write Google tomorrow.
Right. That'd be easy. That might be stress-free, don't you think? Today, we're going to do it in purple. I'm going home early.
I don't know if I'm as creative as the guy who came up with this.
Let's figure out the difference between Massachusetts and Connecticut on the 4th of July. What's the difference between Massachusetts and Connecticut?
I know the similarity. The men there all don't wear socks. I don't understand.
The question is the difference. I want to know the difference between the states of Massachusetts and Connecticut. Celebrating the 4th of July live on the
about
air. 50
miles?
The control. No, they're a common border. The Kennedys don't own Connecticut.
No. Yeah.
What do you call 15 guys watching the NBA championships on television?
What?
The Detroit Pistons.
Very good, Dougie. Your sports knowledge is impressive.
The funny part is he doesn't realize how funny that really is.
No, yes, I do. What do you call an Amish guy in Pennsylvania with his hand in a horse's mouth?
The dentist.
No.
What?
A mechanic.
Get it, Rich?
Yeah. 4th of July, and festivities abound. Celebrate the independence of our country. I was reading the Declaration of Independence during the newscast and sort of settled in on the last paragraph. The last paragraph, which aims to really separate us from Britain. It really is very powerful. And let me just kind of... When I was teaching English, we used to really scold kids for doing run-on sentences. The Declaration of Independence is one of the longest run-on sentences that was ever written. This is all one sentence.
They were passionate, so it was okay.
Therefore, the representatives of the United States of America in General Congress assembled, appealing to the Supreme Judge of the world for the rectitude of our intentions due. In the name and by authority of the good people of these colonies, solemnly publish and declare that these united colonies, and of right ought to be free, are independent states, that they are absolved from all allegiance to the British Crown, and that all political connection between them and the state of Great Britain is and ought to be totally dissolved, and that as free and independent states they have full power to levy war, conclude peace, contract alliances, establish commerce, and do all other acts and things which independent states may of right do. And for the support of this declaration, with a firm reliance on the protection of divine providence, we mutually pledge to each other our lives, our fortunes, and our sacred honor. Get goosebumps when I read that. I don't know that I've actually ever read that aloud.
You have not.
I don't think that
you,
I have.
You have not.
In the name of the United States of America, men from men... Not women, men from Georgia, North Carolina, South Carolina, Massachusetts, Maryland, Virginia, Pennsylvania, Delaware, New York, New Jersey, New Hampshire, Rhode Island, and Connecticut signed the Declaration of Independence. And I bet that you don't recognize more than four or five of these names. Each state had several representatives. Connecticut, speaking of Connecticut, as we were a minute ago, Roger Sherman, Samuel Huntington, William Williams, Oliver Walcott. Never heard of them, did you?
William Williams.
William B. Williams. He was discharged.
Sounds like a
real estate
agent.
Yeah.
Right. Talk to my friend William Williams.
New Hampshire. Listen to this. I never realized where they got the name. Mrs. Alan, Aaron Sorkin wrote The West Wing. Mm-hmm. Remember the name of the president?
I don't.
Mm-mm. You don't remember the character that Martin Sheen played?
No, that was you.
What his name?
You, that was your show.
You didn't like that show.
I never watched one episode. Is it terrible?
Yeah, it is kind of terrible.
You I watch it in reruns. Bartlett. That's right.
Yep.
Good.
His name was Josiah Bartlett, and that's the name of one of the signers from New Hampshire. So that's sort of...
Sure, Aaron Sorkin was on some kind of LSD trip when he was writing that that first episode.
In New Jersey, Richard
Stockton.
Reading
the Declaration of Independence.
Yeah, maybe. John Witherspoon, Francis Hopkinson, John Hart, Abraham Clark. Who remembers these names? New York. Mm-mm. William Floyd, Philip Livingston, Francis Lewis, Lewis Morris.
Francis Delaware. Lewis Morris. Is that one guy or two?
No, two guys.
It's a law firm.
Caesar Rodney, George Reed, Thomas McKeon, Delaware. Pennsylvania, Robert Morris, Benjamin Rush. This is the first name we recognize, Benjamin Franklin. First name that we recognize. All right, so we got his name. Of all the people in Pennsylvania. Let's see, Virginia. You'll recognize more of these. Richard Henry Lee, Thomas Jefferson, Benjamin Harrison, Thomas Nelson, Francis Lightfoot Lee, Carter Braxton. So you'll recognize some of those names.
Jefferson.
From Maryland, Samuel Chase, Thomas Stone, Charles Carroll, for whom Carrollton was named, Richie.
Carroll County, too.
Yeah, Carrollton is the stop on the... On the
New Carrollton,
on the from Massachusetts
Amtrak line.
I recognize three of the five names who signed from Massachusetts: John Hancock, Samuel Adams, John Adams, Robert Treat Payne, and Elbridge Gerry. I don't know who those two are. I don't recognize their name. From South Carolina, you don't know these names: Richard Rutledge, Thomas Hayward, Thomas Lynch, Arthur Middleton. North Carolina: William Hooper, Joseph Hughes, John Penn. Most people thought he was in Pennsylvania. And the names in Georgia, Button Gwinnett, Lyman Hall, George Wallen. Doesn't that sound like a Southern name? Button Gwinnett. So, how many of us know, how many of us studied, how many of us think about anything today that connects us to our historical past, or is it all about barbecue? Is it all about cookouts? Is it all about... celebration. Celebrating our country is a good thing. Mm-hmm. But I just
hope today that we give thanks a little bit that we were born here. I mean, gosh, as a woman, there is no place else that I would rather be on this planet than in America. How lucky are we that we're here?
Yeah.
My gosh.
It's very interesting, the shots they take of the King of England in... I haven't read this for a long time, honestly. Mm-hmm. I remember... I admit
he was not a friend.
No, they called him a murderer. And he was.
Well.
Yeah.
Pretty much.
And But think about where these things are going on now. Like in Syria, for example.
Mm-hmm.
Where they're trying, in essence, to do the same thing.
Mm-hmm.
We really have many, and this is why it's so tragic that we separate ourselves so much from the rest of the world. Because the rest of the world has looked at America as a shining light, has looked at America as an example, has looked to America for leadership, has looked to America for help. And we've become stuck in our own crud and don't have... Richard, before you came in, we were talking about some of the unfunded liabilities. That there's a study out suggesting how much money... Never mind, we're talking about $16 billion that California owes, that it can't pay $16 billion worth of its bills.
Right.
And it goes back to public employees and the unions. And so those of you who celebrate your ability to belong to a union, God love you. But the way that these contracts have been negotiated, there's no way that if they're honored, that half the... states, half the communities, the country won't go bankrupt because you can't pay them. People who have agreed to these things to get themselves elected, this is the poison of the system. You promise people you'll do this, that, and the other thing for them. Elect me and you'll get more free stuff. Is it free?
We're at the end of that road, man.
End of the road. It's over. Over, 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 over. And, I mean, look at all of it. And the solution to California is to raise taxes?
It's always the solution. That's the only solution.
Raise real estate taxes?
Never make a cut.
$14,000 a year for a postage stamp lot and a little bungalow house.
It's a little teeny place, man.
Little teeny place. I own farms of 145 acres that I don't pay that much in taxes in Massachusetts. It's incredible.
And what gets me is that I don't use, because, you know, you get a lot of services with your property taxes, education, mobile, and I don't use any of those. Yeah. I'm okay paying into the kitty, but it's supposed to also go for paying my roads. And I just hit a pothole the other day and had to replace the rim on my car for $900.
Wow. Yes. You should sue the community.
Send that bill to the county.
I
sue them.
But you have to prove it, and since then, I actually investigated it. It's crazy.
For $900?
Yeah.
Call me Dick Tracy.
Exactly.
That's the thing. So we can sit here and be thankful for what we have, and it's more about protection than it is about opportunity now. And it's because we haven't had good leadership, and we don't think ahead. We think about the here and the now, and that's it.
Mm-hmm.
And not about what has to happen in order for us to be solvent. So perhaps we spend a little time today when we're having whatever food we're having this afternoon.
Hot dogs, please.
Yeah. All right, whatever. And we think about this stuff because it's important to think it through and understand what's ahead if we don't change our... We have to... What's ahead is already... problematic. 19 after the hour on Good Day.
Old Navy Funimations Inc. presents a summer sale like none other. All new summer styles at clearance prices. Sung by megastar Jordan Knight.
Fresh summer styles, super small prices.
Deals like new shorts, $12 for adults, $7 for kids, and famous graphic tees, just $5 for the whole family.
You're such a great shopper, girl.
Get all new styles at clearance prices. Now through Sunday.
See you at Old Navy. Come on.
Select styles only in store only. Valid for the second 4 weeks.
Most of the time, I brought it on myself. But who could resist the perfect burger? I promised my tummy, never again. My tummy replied, embarrassing. Then I found Digestive Advantage. It's a supplement.
Shift Digestive Advantage dual-action formulas immediately begin to target your digestive needs.
My tummy liked that.
And with continued use, the healthy probiotic gives you long-term digestive support.
My tummy loved that.
Works now and later. That's the Digestive Advantage, with formulas for gas, constipation, lactose intolerance, and intensive bowel support.
Today's Gold Bond Rescue Mission, working down a sweat. I'm on a construction site with Jack.
Hey, how you doing?
It's another hot day, and as always, he's in work boots.
After sweating in these for 12 hours, man, my feet itch.
That's why I'm giving Jack Gold Bond Foot Powder. The Max Strength Cooling Menthol controls odor, absorbs moisture, and relieves itching.
Wow, that's some serious cooling.
And how about those dogs? Dry and comfortable?
Extremely. Thanks, Jimmy.
Think Gold Bond.
This stuff works.
Instant messaging. Instant coffee. Instant hair removal. The world has gone instant. So why does it take so long for your hotel points to add up before you get any rewards? At America's Best Value Inn, there is no waiting. Sign up for our free value club at any of our 1,000 hotels in North America or at americasbestvalueinn.com and enjoy an instant 15% discount, room upgrade, and late checkout when available. We've got you covered with more value, more comfort, and instant rewards.
Don't throw away leftovers. Instead, throw all your leftovers, vegetable peels, eggshells, coffee grounds, pizza crusts, and more into the Bokashi. If you love to garden and compost but don't like the hassle of turning a compost bin or the smell, then check out the EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics. Finally, a way to recycle all your food and plant waste safely and effectively and stop using fertilizers. The EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System. Rather than decomposition, the Bokashi system uses fermentation to break down waste, so it takes less time to create nutrient dense humus for crops or gardens with no turning and no obnoxious odors. To learn more and order your Bokashi online, visit Terraganics.com and click on the orange button. That's Terraganics.com, spelled Terraganix.com, or call 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Recycle all your food wastes in about 6 weeks with the Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics.com. Terraganics, life's getting better.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include micro plant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock. Save you money and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Dex Stephan's Good Day program, Charlie Daniels Band in America, celebrating the 4th of July. All right, so, Richie, we got to get the top 10 list brushed off there a little bit, the big music and the big voiced announcer, because sure. I have for you the top 10 iconic American foods that will be used today in celebration of our 236th birthday.
Number 10.
Ice cream sodas.
Number 9.
Milk and cookies.
Number 8.
Burgers.
Yeah.
Number 7.
Cheeseburgers.
Yeah.
Number 6.
Baby back ribs.
I want my baby back ribs.
Number 5.
Pizza.
Number 4.
Spiced po' boys.
Oh, now you're talking, baby.
Number 3.
Cobb salad.
Huh.
Number 2.
Really?
Fried chicken.
Okay, yeah.
Number 1.
Apple pie.
Apple pie.
Yeah. What happened to hot dogs?
Apple pie. Hot dogs. Hot dogs, burgers, maybe. But hot dogs.
I think we should take off Cobb salad for a hot dog.
Yeah, I mean, Cobb salad, please.
Although that was invented here, so that's why.
Really?
Was it?
It was invented in L.A., yes, at the Brown Derby.
Why do you know the history of the Cobb salad?
I know a lot of things that will earn me no money and earn me no respect, Rich.
That used to be my motto. There's more useless information in here than you'll ever know.
I also know every word to NSYNC songs, you know. Same thing.
General Horn, Heather Bachman, Rich McFadden, Doug Steffen celebrating the 4th of July live on the Good Day program. I wish I could tell you could join us. But thanks
you
to...
You can on Facebook, though.
Yeah, you can. Facebook.com/Good Day. Twitter at Good Day Show. Doug or Rich or Jennifer or Heather at DougStephan.com. We are still under the penalty, in the penalty box with the power outfit. Well, it's not power so much as it is...
It is power.
Is it power, too?
Well, Verizon... Here locally, their switch, their operations center here in Washington, D.C., they have a source of power, and they have a backup source of power.
Mm-hmm.
Then they have a backup to that backup.
Ah.
And then they also have these other systems there. The main source, the backup, and the backup backup all got killed in this thing. Plus, a bunch of their other sources or services in their thing got, I mean, they got hit. They lost 90% of their function at this switch in D.C.
Yeah. Wonderful.
So, it's, yeah, we're
there are a lot of people who are complaining, though, in your area because of the lack of information coming from the various power companies.
They're idiots.
Of course they're idiots.
The people complaining are idiots.
Oh, the people complaining are idiots. Okay.
There's so much information. And you know what? Let me tell you why people are complaining. Because
please, Rich,
WTOP, the local news station, right, says, we're on your side. We're going to stay on these utility companies until they get full power back.
Right.
You know what? This was a massive outage. I just passed three guys at the gas station, or three trucks at the gas station, where these guys are working 15 and 18-hour shifts in buckets in 100-degree heat to get our power back on. And these guys are from Oklahoma and Canada.
Florida.
I roll down my window and I say, thank you very much. Get off their back, WTOP.
Okay, Richie. 28 after the hour and good day.
Yeah.
It's time for 4th of July travel, so right now at Sears Auto Center, save $35 on a road trip ready package that includes an alignment, conventional oil change, tire rotation, and air filter. And save on all tires, including a buy three, get one free deal on qualifying Goodyear tires. Stop by Sears Auto Center or visit SearsAuto.com for more offers and coupons. This is the way to roll into summer. This is Sears Auto Center. Most vehicles package regularly $137.97. Free tire of equal or lesser value, N77. Shop fees and exclusions apply. See store for details.
Today's Gold Bond rescue mission, itching for a birdie. I'm on the 10th green with Sam.
Hey.
And right now, he's sweating a tricky downhill putt from 9 feet out.
That's tricky because I'm all sticky and itchy.
That's why I'm giving Sam the powder with the power, Gold Bond Body Powder. The encapsulated menthol protects skin, absorbs moisture, and relieves itching.
Now, if I miss, it's all on me.
Relax. Gold Bond keeps you cool under pressure.
Thanks, Jimmy.
Thank Gold Bond.
This stuff works.
Instant messaging, instant coffee, instant hair removal. The world has gone instant. So why does it take so long for your hotel points to add up before you get any rewards? At America's Best Value Inn, there is no waiting. Sign up for our free value club at any of our 1,000 hotels in North America or at americasbestvalueinn.com and enjoy an instant 15% discount, room upgrade, and late checkout when available. We've got you covered with more value, more comfort, and instant rewards.
My car's a sauna. What's with this air conditioning?
You need an AC Pro.
Know any?
Yeah, you.
You got me confused with somebody else.
You're a pro with new do-it-yourself AC Pro, the 10-minute cold air solution.
But I...
You know where to find the hood?
That thing up front?
Exactly. AC Pro's easy, fast, and saves you money. You'll have your car's AC blowing cold air in minutes, guaranteed.
I did it. It's like a freezer in here.
Be a pro with new AC Pro, the 10-minute cold air solution.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
When I hear about natural disasters and the danger of having no water, I'm not worried. Why? Because I have an Aquapod. Got it from MyPatriotSupply.com. The Aquapod Emergency Water Storage Kit comes with a pump and a huge 65-gallon bladder that easily fits in a standard bathtub, allowing a family of four a 14-day supply of safe, fresh water. And at a much lower cost than bottled water. Made in the USA with BPA-free material, the Aquapod keeps water fresh for up to 8 weeks. Just fill from your tub, then pump into jugs or bottles. The Aquapod is only $29.95. And when you buy two or more Aquapods at MyPatriotSupply.com, you'll qualify for free shipping. Plus, check out the Survival Seed Vault with 20 seed varieties, Tattler canning lids, the nation's only customizable long-term storable foods, and much more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Get stress-free shipping on all orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927 or visit MyPatriotSupply.com for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence.
Attention business owners and individuals who owe the IRS. Do you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes? You need aggressive representation. Call Certified Tax now and speak to one of our tax attorneys, enrolled agents, or tax professionals who specialize in tax liens, back taxes, tax debt, wage garnishment, and collections. We won't waste your time. Instead, we'll be on the phone with the IRS within 30 minutes of you becoming a client. And you can become a client right now. We've settled millions of dollars in tax issues for a fraction of the cost. Find the peace of mind knowing the IRS will not be knocking at your door. Protect your home, business, and family today. We know the tax laws, and we act fast. Call today for your free, no-obligation consultation. 1-800-685-9751. Remember, we'll be on the phone with the IRS within 30 minutes of you becoming a client. That's guaranteed. Call Certified Tax at 800-685-9751. That's 800-685-9751. Again, 800-685-9751.
Did you know that gold and silver contain healing properties? It's true. Since the beginning of mankind's history, gold and silver have not only been used as real money, but also for healing our minds and bodies. Utopiasilver.com is your leading source for colloidal silver and colloidal gold, offering supplement protocols that can heal and enhance your health. Protocols for boosting the immune system, insomnia, yeast infections, herpes, and countering the effects of vaccinations and radiation poisoning. And now Utopiasilver.com encourages the use of real money with this buy one, get one free real money special. For details and your colloidal silver and colloidal gold supplements, call 888-213-4338 and ask about 50% off for first-time customers. That's 888-213-4338 or visit utopiasilver.com, utopiasilver.com, fighting for liberty and healing one American at a time.
On the 4th of July, the Doug Steffen Good Day program here, live with riches galore, and I don't mean that necessarily riches as in Riches McFadden, but riches galore. Today marks the anniversary of the first broadcast, Richie, of Casey Kasem's American Top 40.
Really?
And I'm sure if you reach around in there, you would find that there are several examples of Casey Kasem.
American Top 40. American Top 40 originates in Hollywood. Here's the recent number one soul smash by the band led by Robert Cool Bell. Cool in the Gang, climbing two notches this week on AT40 to number six. Their song, Joanna.
He could do such a great job. I get goosebumps.
Yeah.
Saying nothing and making it sound like it was important. what was there in what he just said? It was the way his voice works itself around the words.
And
Nick Summers
always,
is great at that stuff.
He always
too.
Walked away with a little tidbit of information.
Yeah, yeah, a little bit. Yeah,
yeah.
Like Robert Cool Bell.
Yeah.
Did we know his real name?
14th top 40 hit. It's at number six, moving up two notches, and it's titled
Joanna.
It's 3 weeks to the end of the year, an American Top 40's countdown of the top 100 hits of 1983. We'll be counting them down from number 100 to number one nonstop. Our annual year-end survey coming up on New Year's weekend.
In our weekly
countdown, we're up to the song.
How smart he is, and even though he didn't own the product per se, but he made sure that if there's ever any reworking of the product, he got paid. So many of you who follow this format, that is the oldies, so-called oldies format, know that they repurposed the Casey Kasem American Top 40 shows over the 24 or 25 years they've been done.
Mm-hmm.
So you can hear them usually every Sunday morning
right.
or sometime over a weekend.
Turn on your oldie station, you'll hear 1985's
right.
countdown
yeah.
or something
right.
like that.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, for that week.
For that week. Yep. And so he's 84 years old, and he's getting paid $3-4 million a year. Just for
sitting around the pool.
God love him.
Well, he still does a lot. Celebrate Youth, written and co-produced by Rick Springfield. He's at number 39, first week in the countdown with his 15th top 40 hit. Up next, REO Speedwagon debuts with a follow-up to their number one smash, Can't Fight This Feeling.
That's the jingles.
Oh, yeah. We love those jingles.
We're coming to you from Hollywood.
Yeah,
here's the band who 6 weeks
they're
ago...
They're not coming to you from Hollywood at all. They're coming to you from over the hill. No.
He's in the valley. No,
yeah, over in the valley on at the corner of Ventura And Sepulveda. That's where the studio is that stuff was all done. Anyway, it's pretty interesting. If you love Casey Kasem, that's by the way, that's Studio City, or is that Encino? Right where the two of
Studio City.
Yeah. Anyway. Mm-hmm. So it's about, it's not as far from Hollywood as I am, but...
No, right now, anyway.
That's right. Right, yeah. Even if I were in Santa Monica, I'd be as far away from it as you are. It's just all about what people in their mind think. As though we said this, was it the other day, Jennifer, we were talking about somebody who referred to Hollywood and everybody... I forget the story about somebody that was supposed to be in Hollywood, and in fact... The reporters or the newspaper set it up as a big Hollywood, blah, 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 and it wasn't. It took place out where you are, I think, in the valley.
In people's mind, LA
right.
is all Hollywood,
yeah, all
La
Hollywood.
La Land.
Right,
yeah,
exactly.
Like the beach is 10 seconds away, and then the Hollywood
yeah.
sign, and that's pretty much LA.
That's all. Yeah.
Yeah.
One way
a couple
or the
of
other.
Hippies walking around, and you've got the whole town.
So, does Alec Baldwin have official residence in New York or in Los Angeles? Because he's back and forth. All the time. That's the people who fly.
I think he's in New York these days because he was doing 30 Rock, which was filmed there. And
yeah.
I don't know. I feel like his yoga instructor is from New York also.
Yeah. Yes. Hilaria Thomas.
Mm-hmm.
They're all now hitched together.
A new wife, yes.
Yeah. She's 28. He's 54. Their first date was with a group of friends at a theater district restaurant at the end. Hilaria says he took her hand and said he really wanted to get to know me.
Sucker.
Never heard that one before.
I know.
He said, I've dated a lot of people
eyes, let me guess, what
since
of
my divorce, and I've thought a lot about what I wanted and what I wanted to do. I thought about it too much, I suppose. I really wasn't ready to take the chance until I met Hilaria. Isn't that sweet?
Hilaria.
Do you really think he has anger issues? Because people are saying that he does, and obviously we've seen his temper with the press. But do you think he's just being protective, or do you think he has anger problems? I kind of might think he has an anger issue.
Yeah, I think he does, too.
He didn't hide his bad temper during an interview with Vanity Fair, which hits the newsstands this week. He admits he wanted to murder Kim Basinger's lawyer with a baseball bat.
Which should be the reason he will not be running for office.
He voiced displeasure with Harvey Levin of TMZ, who posted a voicemail in which Alec called his daughter...
Remember that? A pig.
A pig.
I'll tell you what I voiced displeasure with. The fact that he called his daughter a pig.
Yeah.
Ay, ay, ay.
Yeah. Yeah. I
wanted to stick a knife in him and gut him and kill him. That's what he said about Harvey Levin.
So he signed off Twitter... writing, it's been fun.
He'll be back. Yeah. They're always back.
He can't stay away.
Yeah. No way.
I heard him interviewed on NPR last week, and they had asked him whether he would still consider running for public office.
Yeah.
And he said, you know, he went into this big thing about how he realizes how it's done. He can't ever have a private life.
Yeah.
And if you go into public politics, it's even worse.
Mm-hmm.
He goes, when I got into the acting, you know, I had this fantasy that I would just be able to walk around and, you know, and enjoy my life. And he goes, that's done. And he goes, and yeah. I'm trying to get, you know, the guy is certifiable. But you got to give it to him. He is hysterical.
Good actor.
He's a good actor.
Yeah. The spot he's doing now for some credit card company, he makes reference to not using his, the last line of the ad has to do, I think he's with, if I remember correctly, has to do, it's Citibank, but I'm thinking there are these, 14th century
right.
actors in it, and the
right.
last thing makes a reference to not using a cell phone on the, or playing
yeah.
games
yeah.
on a plane, or whatever it is. And the reason I brought up whether he lives in L.A. or Los Angeles, when I'm flying, I yak with the flight attendants. I get up in the galley and I'll talk to them for a little while. And I remember right after the incident, one of the women who was on the plane that I was on happened to be a frequent New York, L.A. Flight attendant. And she said Alec Baldwin was on the plane all the time. He's once, twice a week, back and forth.
Wow.
He gets in the first seat, and every time he's on the plane, he rides in the same seat. They put him in two, I think it's two by the window. and that's his seat. So he'll apparently he makes sure, you know, if the seat's occupied by somebody else, they either get him to move or they put him on another flight, because there's about American runs almost every hour from New York to L.A. and back again. So he just, but he's on the plane that much that they were not. This woman says, "I'm not surprised. He does that all the time," and everybody just leaves him alone.
But it's
for whatever the reason, the day that happened,
they didn't want to leave.
They didn't want to leave him alone.
Right.
Yeah. Right. So anyway, we have some television news coming up in a moment. Jennifer, would you like to tell us where
she might be? Her bucket might be empty today. We did a lot yesterday.
Oh, really?
No. Well, remember, we actually just heard about Rich watching The Bachelorette. No, I'm going to tell you about the Andy Griffith marathons that are coming up. A few tributes, also a live musical coming to TV.
Really.
And a new cast member for Hawaii Five-O. Plus, maybe we'll talk a little bit about 999 going online, line.
Really? Chevy Chase is coming back to Community. I saw that.
Yeah, he's back to Community.
The guy that he got into the sparring with, he left.
Really?
Well, he didn't leave. He was asked to leave.
He was asked to leave.
Yeah.
Really? So Chevy Chase is having a go.
So Chevy's
wielding
happy.
His power. I am Chevy Chase.
Uh-huh. Right. Independence Day on the radio. Doug Steffen, Jennifer Horn, Heather Bachman, and Rich McFadden. High cholesterol is a problem for a lot of people. And if you go through the food that we were talking about earlier, your cholesterol won't be doing you any favors today. So be careful, especially, you know, I will bring this around to my dearly departed Edgar. There was something going on. I made him. 8 years ago, get a physical. Edgar hadn't been to a doctor for 28 years. And he was a backwoods guy, even though very educated. He didn't like anything about the system. What he and I had in common about the system, although he was very well informed about the system. Whenever I'd get into a truck that he had been in, it was either on the sports talk radio station or it was on news talk radio station listening, and he and I would talk a lot about what was going on. But he wanted to disassociate himself from the system because he never felt that it really was working. And he was right. It was, we're not working for you, really. They're working for themselves.
Yeah, exactly.
But, you know, I would have sent him, had I known what was going on with him, I would have taken him to Ken. I would have made him get on the plane, or I would have just taken him.
But he didn't say anything,
so
he
would not say, well, because he knew that that's what I'd make him do. So he, but I don't understand. This is the thing that's so frustrating for me. He was a very smart man. It's one of the things that people, very well educated, you know, formally and informally, a very well educated guy. And, there were stories, we were telling stories yesterday about him, and one of the stories that I hadn't heard before, actually, was him as a kid. He didn't have anything. His father was, his first name was Wassel, and I'm trying to remember, but he was Polish. I had certain strong Polish roots. And his father was very much not a father, but a steward, if you will. But he taught Edgar certain things, like at the age of six, Edgar knew how to use a rifle and would go out and shoot what they needed for dinner because they didn't have...
Where did he grow up?
In the northern hills of Pennsylvania. Yeah. And 8 years old, tell a story about him going down the road after he just had gone out and shot a couple of squirrels for dinner. And he was carrying the gun and the squirrels, and the lady next door, he stopped to see the lady that lived next door to them. And the lady said, oh, can I... She thought he was carrying a toy gun. And so the lady said, can I see your gun?
She didn't see the dead squirrels?
Apparently. Apparently not.
Like, oh.
So he may have left them out. So he said, wait till I unload it. And she was horrified. She called Edgar's parents and said, do you know your son's walking around with a loaded gun? And they said, yeah, he went out to get dinner.
Wow.
And so, I mean, that was sort of where he came from. But he educated himself. He went to school. Very clever, creative with his hands, could build or make anything. And that was one of the things when he first came down the driveway. I was working in by the barn, and he and Georgette walked down the driveway. Edgar was very unassuming. Had on a pair of shorts and an open green shirt. I remember it was like yesterday. He didn't say a word to me. Georgette started talking about if looking for work, because he was a stonemason. He just finished building a house, and their children were in a school around the corner, and they wanted to be in Framingham. So I said, yeah, I've got some work. And Edgar had walked away from me and gone over into a corner where I had parked my original Massey Ferguson 180. And I had, at that time, I had only, I think I had two or three tractors. And I had taken the tractor wouldn't run. And I had determined that it was some kind of a problem with the transmission. So I took the top off of the transmission and was looking in there. I don't know what the hell I was looking. I don't know how to fix it. But I looked, I took it apart anyway.
Mm-hmm.
Edgar worked on it for 4 hours, put it back together, and it ran perfectly.
Hired.
Yeah. You're
right.
My guy.
Yeah.
Welcome.
Great job interview.
Right. Yeah, it was a great
You fix something, you're in.
Yeah, yeah. Exactly. But he and I instantly bonded.
He was so at home at that place.
Oh, he was. It was.
That was where he was supposed to be.
Yeah.
And how many years have they been here, Doug?
I think we figured 16 yesterday.
16.
Yeah. And Nancy, who takes care of the calves, was here when he first came. And we were remembering some of the other things. But anyway, the point that I'm making is he died of a heart attack. And he wouldn't. He just...
He knew something was wrong, but he
knew
didn't tell us.
And he had signs of the heart attack for a couple of days.
Yeah, maybe even more than that, and I didn't read it well enough. He looked fine, though. The thing with him, if you could look in his eyes or see his face, and he just shaved. He had his annual... he shaves his beard once a year, and he had shaved it on Memorial Day. And he looked... When he shaved his beard, he looked 10 years younger.
Oh, my gosh.
I'm sending a picture...
Because he had the Santa Claus beard.
Yeah. Well, Ed McMahon said when he met him, he was the first guy, when Ed came to visit the farm, he was the first guy, when Ed got off the bus, when Ed got off the bus, Edgar was there to greet him, because I was on the air, and Edgar was bringing him into the house. And Ed came in, and he said, who's the guy with the beard? I said, that's Edgar. He says, looks like he just came out of Central Casting, because he had that look. He could have been an actor and played any number of it. He looked just like Santa Claus without the belly.
Right.
That's how you describe him to anybody. And when we put the picture up, you'll see what I mean.
Yeah, that picture of him with the balloons. That's your 60th birthday party.
That I probably should find, too. The picture that I have that I sent to Ken to put up is Edgar holding a big ice cream cone that we used for a sign outside. It's a great picture. Anyway, so what Edgar's problem was, and I say this lovingly, he would have a big bowl. This wasn't his only problem, but because he was under a lot of stress, he would internalize the stress that I let it out, he would keep it in. But he was extraordinarily upset about the stuff going on at the farm, the water stuff, the town, and all that other garbage. And so that the stress is not good for your cholesterol level. Plus the fact he'd have a big bowl of Beasley Farm ice cream with grapes every night before he went to bed. So anyway, heart attacks, heart disease, and the way to get around. Now, he was pretty good. I got him onto a lot of supplements. I did not ever get him onto Cardiol, and I probably should have. Cardiol's 9 natural ingredients work together to reduce your cholesterol levels, reduce your triglyceride levels. They help to lower the bad fats in your blood. Users report excellent results in just a month. 30 days of Cardiol, and you will see, just taking one capsule a day, if you measure like I did, I took my readings, cholesterol and triglyceride, before I get started and then afterwards, and it was noticeable. Everybody noticed it. Ken noticed it, the fellow that helped me out with this. It's a great way for you to sort of level the playing field. And the way to get a free 30-day trial of Cardiol is to go online to Cardiol, C-A-R-D-I-O-L, cardiol.net/Doug, and click on Dr. Ken's free trial. Or call them at 888-809-6424. That's Cardiol to lower your high triglycerides and cholesterol. Free 30-day trial, 888-809-6424.
There are so many benefits you can get from taking unheated whey protein. It helps put out the fire of inflammation and the pain it is causing. Eliminate the craving for carbohydrates, better sense of well-being, weight loss, muscle strength, energy and growth, and optimal glutathione production. Glutathione is the number one means by which you detoxify all toxins, and this is vital to you feeling and looking good again. Consuming One World Whey is the most powerful way to raise glutathione. People report the elimination of pain and bloating after 1 month, as well as an improvement in strength, energy, and blood sugar. Children love the flavor and prefer it over junk foods. One World Whey is performing mighty miracles for young and old. It is superior, unique, and unprecedented from any other whey protein powder on the market. Call 888-988-3325. Mention coupon code KNOCKOUT and you'll receive a free tube of Knockout Pain Cream with your order, which eliminates soft tissue pain in 10 minutes for 90% of users. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
We want to know, how do you use WebEx?
I live in my car, sometimes a rental car. Every day, I find a nice, quiet place to pull over and meet a client through WebEx, face-to-face on my smartphone. This is the way to do business.
The new free version of WebEx Meetings lets you take your office anywhere, your desktop, laptop, or mobile device. Get your free WebEx Meetings basic account now at WebEx.com. WebEx from Cisco, WebEx.com. WebEx.com.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237. 86-2237.
Time for our weekly visit. He does not sleep. He's available to us whenever and wherever questions about animals come up. Warren Eckstein from the Pet Show is a wonderful, is more than wonderful. What can I say superlatively about Warren Eckstein's hugs and kisses? He has two different lines for cats and dogs. They write minerals. We hear a lot of discussion here about nutrients, that sort of thing. This is a formula that would be super, super duper for both dogs and cats. Check it out online, thepetshow.com or hugsandkisses.com. Warren here to help you pick the perfect pooch. And questions about health of animals, all kinds of things as usual. Keeping your dog, there are some dogs that have, like my dog, has not Charlotte doesn't have asthma, but she has allergies. But the short-nosed dogs have problems sometimes with respiratory infections this time of year. And Warren has blogged on that. We'll get to that. Lots of things coming up and only a few minutes to do it. So, Doug, shut up so we can get Warren on right after this.
Old Navy Funovations Inc. presents a summer sale like none other. All new summer styles at clearance prices. Sung by megastar Jordan Knight.
Fresh summer styles. Super small prices.
Deals like new shorts. $12 for adults, $7 for kids. And famous graphic tees, just $5 for the whole family.
You're such a great shopper, girl.
Get all new styles at clearance prices. Now through Sunday.
See you at Old Navy. Come all.
Select styles only in store only. Don't see the second for a week.
On my journey to help save people money on car insurance, people have been really surprised to learn that GEICO can also help with renter's insurance. They're even more surprised when I tell them it costs as little as $12 a month. But perhaps what's most surprising is that I still live with my mum. Yeah, I know, I really should start thinking about renting my own place. But then I'd have to get my own tea kettle, sofa, shower curtain, soap dish.
Visit GEICO.com to see how affordable renter's insurance can be.
Well, for some reason or other, Warren, this is the time of year a lot of people are picking their dog, and so I've came up with picking the perfect pooch. How do you test to see if a dog has the right personality? You're into psychology of people and dogs. How do you feel when you go in to figure out what the dog is? Do you wait for the dog to make the first move? Do you make the first move? How do you find the right dog?
It's a great question. First of all, one of the most important things, and I do this is what I do most of the week. I do a lot of evaluations. For example, people will go to a shelter, and they'll see puppies at a shelter, see dogs, cats, and kittens at a shelter. And when dogs are being incarcerated or they're at a shelter until they find a home, you can't judge that dog while he's behind bars. It's like trying to judge a man while they're behind bars. So one of the things I suggest doing is when you go to a shelter, which is what I recommend you do, a Humane Society or Rescue, is have them take the dog away from where there are 200 other dogs barking, away from the rattling of cages, away from the craziness of being surrounded by people walking up and down. Get the dog away from that environment, and then you'll know what type of dog you're dealing with. But here's the important thing. Most people, Doug, pick out dogs by looks. They just look at a dog and say, I want a bulldog.
Sounds like how to pick out a girlfriend.
But yeah, they do, exactly right. And then you find out what's inside later, and that's right. The problem. So here's my suggestion. Don't even look at the outside of the dog, because quite honestly, I don't know what my dogs look like. I fall in love with the inside after I have them for 2 or 3 weeks. So looking for that right dog, take into consideration your family. If you're the type of family that's going to sit on a couch every night eating a bag of potato chips, then perhaps a Jack Russell Terrier is not for you. Or if you're the type of person that prefers sitting around eating potato chips, you know what dog might be right for you? A greyhound. Now, that sounds crazy. Greyhounds, they need a lot of exercise. They're not marathon runners. They're sprinters twice around the backyard, and they're ready for a snooze. Mm-hmm. So the bottom line is pick a dog that kind of fits in with your family. If you have real young kids, perhaps you want to get a dog that's a little bit larger that can take some of the playful abuse that kids often hand out. So that all has to be taken into consideration. And your hours and your schedule and cost factor. You know, the bigger the dog, the more the cost. Those things all need to be taken into consideration.
All right. How do you, at this time of year when the air is heavy, a lot of humidity and stuff, help fight off infections? You wrote about this on your blog, respiratory problems in dogs.
You know, it's interesting, but people don't take into consideration that environmental issues affect our pets more than they affect us. There's more dust, more dirt, and more environmental garbage on the floor, and their noses are down low. So honestly, in my house, I do a lot of things. First of all, I have a huge, it's like an operating room HEPA filter in my home for my pets as well as myself, just to make sure the air quality is really, really good. And you have to watch the index. For example, there are certain dogs that are allergic certain times of year. If you know your dog is, then perhaps get them out early in the morning when the air is heavier and stuff settles to the ground. Just common sense things like that, Doug.
Yeah. All right. Good, important news. Check out Warren's petshow.com website. So much great information, and his radio programs as well, all through the Pet Show.
Introducing a diabetes breakthrough, an easy, natural, organic way to bring relief to diabetics. Introducing MDS Forte, a concentrated super strength extract formulated for those who are looking for relief. What can MDS Forte do for you? MDS Forte reduces glucose levels safely and effectively, reduces cholesterol and triglyceride levels, increases HDL or good cholesterol while reducing LDL or bad cholesterol. MDS Forte reduces A1C, improves eyesight and circulation to the limbs, and helps with weight loss. Is non-toxic, caffeine-free, 100% natural, 100% organic, and comes with a 100% money-back guarantee. Waiting for the side effects disclaimers? With MDS Forte, there are none. Order a 25-day treatment of MDS Forte by calling 213-405-5355, 213-405-5355, or visit bestbloodsupport.com. That's bestbloodsupport.com for MDS Forte, a diabetes breakthrough.